Aren't you bored? Sorry. Didn't mean to startle you. Well, okay, I did. But seriously, aren't you bored? I know I am. When do I get to come out and play? It's getting harder and harder for you to stifle me. You know it's true. That restlessness you can't shake, the way your mind keeps drifting. The way your fingers keep absent-mindedly tracing along your skin as I paint fantasy after fantasy. The incessant tapping of your pen against the edge of the keyboard, revealing your frustration even while at work. I know you traded your sensible hip huggers for the black and gold lace thongs and matching bra I bought for us. I know you pleasured yourself 5 times last night. And easily could have gone back for more, as by the way, I wasn't done. Why didn't you? Why do you insist on denying us all the fun we have when I'm in charge? Why must you play the good girl when we both know it defies who we really are? Prim and proper, it's such a lie. Rule-following, submissive doormat, that is such utter bullshit. If you just let me take over, we can have everything we want. The promotion, the men falling over themselves, the sheer freedom of not giving a fuck. I hear that longing sigh. It's bloody exhausting to keep spinning only to get nowhere. You're tired. Let go and let me take over. We're getting nowhere. Close your eyes. Shut up and do it. As if I care who sees. Please, let me remind you what me being in charge of us looks like. You're dressed in a skin-tight pencil skirt with a lower-than-work-appropriate cut white blouse, thigh highs with a seam running up the back paired with soul-crushing stilettos, your hair out of its usual librarian bun. You've spent the day being the mental fuck fantasy of every man in the office, some of the women too. The bathroom has been a busy place today. You know you're being watched as you take off earlier than usual. You make sure to add a little extra swing to your hip as you stroll down the hall to the elevator. Leaving the stale office air behind you, you touch up your lipstick and hail a cab to that beautiful people bar uptown. There's already a line, but you aren't waiting. You walk straight up to the door. The bouncer gives you the once-over and nods you in to the dismay of us still in the queue. Walking in like you own the place, you not at all subtly scan the room, meeting the gaze of everyone who looks at you with a challenging stare, letting them know that you're here to hunt, not be prey upon. Seeing who can rise to the challenge of your siren call. One by one, the pretty men falter, revealing their insecurities with a woman who clearly takes what she wants, leaving one ruggedly handsome man, his eyes locked on you. He'll do. You're already dampening between your legs. Pathetic. Truly pathetic. See how badly you need to let me out? Let me take over? You let his eyes trail you as you walk to the bar and take a seat, ordering your 3 olive vodka martini. It doesn't take him long to make his way over to you. You don't need the details of the verbal dancing you two enter into, as you already know where this is headed. You lead, he follows, until there's no flirtation left to be had, and you slide your hand up his thigh. Heat pours off of both of you. Now you look him in the eye and tell him you want him. Here. Now. Your fingers wrapped around his already hard cock through his pants. You take his hand, leading him into one of the private bathrooms. One of the reasons I chose this particular bar. You're welcome. The door locks behind you and you slam him into it, lips locked, tongues dancing, teeth nipping, hands roaming, clothes fly until he's naked and you're standing in nothing but your thong, thigh highs, and stilettos. His rock hard cock pushed into your thigh, your exposed nipples tightening. You swallow his moan as you bite his lower lip. This isn't the night for foreplay, and you're not in a one orgasm mood. You shove him down to his knees and tell him he's not getting up or off until he makes you come. Shoving that barely there strip of lace aside, he's going to suck your clit and lick his way inside you, mixing his fingers with his tongue. Your hands knot in his hair. You set the pace and he has no choice but to keep up. You're moaning, getting louder until he tips you right over that oh-so-sweet edge. It's been far too fucking long for us. As you catch your breath, he stands, spins you so you're backed against the door now, lifts you as he inserts his throbbing cock into you. In one long stroke, the ride is furious, the fucking merciless and deep, the tip of your heels digging into his back, and you both come hard. You put yourself back together, not bothering to apologize for the score marks now running along his skin, and walk out of the bathroom, leaving a satisfied smile on your face, laughing at the knowing looks you get as you leave the bar alone. Now, open your eyes. Forgot you were still sitting in your office, didn't you? Dripping down the inside of your thighs, entirely unfucked. And you want it. You want it so bad. All you have to do is let me out. Relinquish control to me, and we can make the fantasy real. Come on. It will be such a relief to let go, to let me take over. That's a good girl. Now, let's see what kind of trouble we can get into.